Okay. First, I want to say, everybody, welcome. This is the, I don't know which one is the, this time, I haven't been long time, yeah, some time, right? Okay. So therefore, very, very happy to come again here and see this wonderful place, nice, beautiful place, and quiet, and real retreat place. So I enjoyed it, and thank you very much. And now I want to first, I was asked to explain some standa or tukta. Now I will explain a little bit in a general way, but first I want to tonight say just a few words. Beginning, quotation from Shantideva saying, Me too, Latane, Dungachu Chelado, Tundi Chine, Nyeko, Mongbetu, Nyimalos. That's what he says. So, what that is, the me too, Latane, Dungachu Chelado means the me too, means me is human, Humans, the world of human, depending on the world of human life, you can say, you kind of true, means human world. The Chine Nye Kawa, future. Of course, you have heard probably, or maybe learning teachings, the human body. Too much knowing and experience, expert. So therefore, when I talk, maybe what is he talking about? I know them already. please don't do that. Don't hear that. Okay. All right. Anyway, so the Tumbi China Yekawa, that kind of this kind of body is, of course, is not accidentally. Easily not come. Even this country or wherever you want, how much sometimes in the rich and every possibility have, but far away, you know, or the dharma or spiritual pure teaching, not able to meet, not able to utilize, because they are all cut off by their own all the obstacles, ignorance, and all various kind of obstacles. So therefore we have such wonderful thing. So therefore this kind of human world requires many causes, conditions, past lives, so much things have done. All or cause of this born first human is the pure tsudim, is shila, morality, virtues, or pure virtues many times in it, and then practice. Addition, then melam tumabeba, samja, is a special kind of prayer, melam, or the joining there, or what you have accumulated, or that in melam. Etc. So many different cause and conditions are required. With that, we are born in this human life. Even if we have each of us a family, of course, all family is not like this kind of opportunity. We have only single out one, maybe, or like that way. Or that is the why, you see. Maybe not necessarily oneself so much smart. Maybe we think, oh, I am smart, smarter than anybody, so therefore I've been anywhere, or what I wanted. But that is not necessarily, so therefore, so that is also a choice by karma. So therefore, that also particular causes, conditions, maybe you possess in the, from the past, so therefore born and not also induced every anything else, or induced, especially induced such a kind of religion or Buddhism or spiritual, spiritual goal, and especially particular like this. Who wants to come here, something or nothing, the trees and the mountains, nothing to eat or much there, no, but the very, very rural area. Or those who is the drooping here is by special kind of mental or attitude. Those who came here also, and everybody all who come here, I don't think that they have, because they have nice food or house or something to, or living condition, but they out of some kind of spiritual interest, spiritual value. And also many, many teachers come, pure teachings through come from Buddha down to, still we have all Buddhas themselves directly even not appear. Fortunately, the teachings, pure teachings still continue down to, up to now. Or Buddha himself, as long as my teaching, pure teaching remains, I am in the world remain. When my teachings disappear, I disappeared. Also that is the, in some way, Sutra has has explained. So therefore, we have all this great, great opportunity. So therefore, but that kind of human life is this very, very difficult to again, is this any time, all the time again and again happen? Not necessarily. Maybe this time, previous karma and previous special kind of dedication, etc., result of that we got here, maybe. This time, if we didn't utilize, instead of utilizing, destroy it in a wrong way, and not continue to do, then in the future will not again obtain. Instead of them, if you have negative karma, all wrong things, doing all kind of, in this life has so much power. Body is weak, but mind is so strong. So mind and this mind and body combination max, that we are so strong to make meritorious virtues, or if we want to make evil things, we have powerful, much, much greater than ordinary animals, anything. We have so much intelligent, mental, all the kind on the concentrate on what to negative evil things, you can be a long time motivated, concentrate how to do, what to do, effort, etc. And this long time plan and all these things on a perfectly, or even one person can have ability to control or destroy most world beings. That is why we have world war or something, all these kind of things. These are not in the stay in the sky somewhere, world war, or world comes from individual person. Individual one person had so bad, powerful view and hatred, anger, and that will also follow with the others, and several of them, and then contribute like that way. Powerful negative you can create in this life, killing, stealing, lying, cheating, etc. You can do so much in the, so much in a special way, powerfully, and we can make ourselves to stuck in the hell eons. Maybe many of you don't believe the hell. There's no hell because I don't see. For other reasons, I don't see. I don't see is not real reason. Maybe, okay. I don't see is the from tomorrow and far until that. I don't see my thing, what will happen, where I will be. Well, tomorrow even lunch, what I'm going to eat, I have no idea. Okay, well, what are that kind of thing? So therefore, therefore we have the great or the power to mentally to making or evil a negative way to do, and this life can utilize whole life like that way. All life, whole life is the most meaningful, beneficial to oneself, beneficial to others, and one's own life also, or the many, many eons never achieved. Now one time opportunity to achieve, this time I should be doing, or rest of my life, how much left, oneself do not know, on how long stay, or maybe 100, maybe 50, maybe few weeks, or maybe even one day, or tomorrow, thereafter tomorrow we may get up or not, who knows. That is also that kind of uncertainty still in our hand, in our neck. Unless maybe some of you know already, I will be stay 100 years or something. Okay, except like those things and you have. So therefore, situation like that, right? So whatever life left, it is a great, powerful, even one day in left, it will be great accomplishment, can do great things to do in this life, and beneficial to spiritual goal, to oneself. We don't have too many goals, actually, from the point of spiritual goal, perfect peace and happiness, that is our goal. Getting rid of misery, suffering, or impure life, if there is cause to, by getting rid of impure life and completely start the pure life, if this is possible, that should be we doing. Did you hear this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I didn't notice it. This. That's okay? Oh, all right, thank you. So, 27년 예가와 몽바 투수니 말로 27년 예가와 in the future, well, I have this time, I have this, maybe next, in the future, definitely I will come back, and also I will be much better than this. This maybe we think everybody completely wrong idea. Completely wrong idea. As long as for my own sense is completely wrong. Also, therefore, Buddha. That's maybe you have many times heard. Maybe teachers said in the sutra famous. The famous example, Buddha says, bhikshus, all the bhikshunis and all the people are imagine whole this universe as like great ocean. That's for time being, imagine that. And then in that ocean, huge, or with the depth, in that ocean, blind turtle, right? Turtle living in blind turtle, way or bottom of the ocean, usually. And that sometimes, every 100 times, come up on the surface of the ocean. Let's imagine that way, okay? It's not necessarily to actual real to telling, but Buddha is telling everybody this. Imagine that way. Okay, then that, and on that the, on this the ocean, on top of the ocean, there is the golden board, flat board, little board like door size or something, and inside in the middle there is a little hole which can fit turtle's neck. If she up opportunity to catch there, he will let up there. So there, anyway, that kind of board, golden board, running around on this ocean, never stay one place because waves and winds carrying everywhere here and there. Yeah, imagine that one. Okay, so then total is there, or sometimes 100 times only comes up, not usually stay bottom. Or that is the imagine in that way. So is that situation, is that the turtle snake to catch in the golden board and lift up? Is that easy? Okay, no way. Never, you cannot say almost the never, but almost, like, that's impossible, right? Because ocean is huge. That is one reason. And then, okay. Then, golden board stay in one place, you can point out there, maybe something. And that is possibility. Golden board is, doesn't stay one place, everywhere by wind taking. And then on a blind turtle, if she has eyes, then okay, she can look there, and then but she is completely blind. And she comes out on the surface often, of course easier, because the then again, possibility, because she doesn't come only every 100 years once. So that all this together makes difficult, almost difficult. Never exists, almost, but exists. Also, anyway, we, or Buddha says, we, sentient beings, like that, blind children, we are always blind, because we don't know the truth, the reality, or the, what makes the mystery, suffering, impure life, what makes the pure life, what makes the perfection, etc. We don't have sight of that kind of wisdom. So therefore, we are under the power of ignorance. So therefore, like blind turtle. And we mostly remain in the beginninglessly, and born again and again, up and down. Mostly we are born, right? Because the power of our negative karma, killing, stealing, lying, cheating, all this, all the time, even human life like this, wonderful life this, you do mostly negative karma, so powerful. So like that way, or then that is the so that makes also powerful the negative karma. So therefore, by blindness. So therefore, we are the many way turtle. And then also the ocean samsara is so huge, from hell beings, predators, animals, these lower realms, much, much greater than the higher realm. In the higher realm, we have humans, devas, these two beings, but they are less because they have result of some virtues, virtuous karma. But down there, so much greater, hell beings, greater. And then in next predators, then next to animals. Even animals, we usually deny to, there is no hell, there is no predators, because again, we don't see. animals you can't deny, because there are animals, big ones, small ones, insects, that stuff, so many patterns, or so many things, you have animals in there. So anywhere like that way, that is the, and the humans, the higher realm also, misery, suffering, impurity, looks like, great, but the, we have even humans, how much we have misery, suffering, an impure life, or life, this life is making so much problem. So like this way, and then in the higher realms, also devas, some of them physical suffering, temporary suffering doesn't have, by only by karma, or for temporarily the virtues, and the virtuous karma brought up there, and they are not completely free from all the samsara. So therefore, like some bird, put a, on, how to say, on a string on their leg, and let them do free for a little while, and you can fly up and high on the go, but anytime pull down, touched. Same thing. We are, or then sometimes, go heaven, so, or devas, and then, but they are impure karma. Sometimes they come down and even go to hell, etc. So anyway, this kind of situation. So therefore, so that is the example of the Buddha's analogy. So therefore we have so many those things have to think about. So therefore thinking that way, earlier my quotation is like me too, Latin Dunga Chu Chiletos, this human bird will bring all the liberation from great Dunga or misery or suffering or ocean. All from this will liberate. 27年以后,我们把退出你们了,现在Deva says, this human birth is not in the future difficult or not easy to obtain. So therefore, Momba, he himself called, you stupid, don't be wasted. This is a time of not sleeping. This is a time to wake up wildly. All the time do practice. Mongba, tu su ni ma lo, tu means time. It is time at the time, or really important period time. Now you have opportunity, all this is available, everything these things. Utilize for remaining of them. Don't even one movement, wasting. That is Shantideva's advising to us. So, order that way, Mongba Tusu Nima laws. But, so therefore, I think every day people who all this kind of spiritual or practitioner who gather here, it's a wonderful things happen. And so therefore you can rejoice and always and then dedicate as much time to their life for the spiritual goal. A samsaric goal we have done. Or another samsaric pleasure we have done. So we should be goal to on a spiritual goal. To seeking the spiritual goal for that purpose, all the time working toward to that, rather than going to samsara again and again. Now, spiritual goal, we have two things explained, two things. We have two, one is a temporary goal called ngondo, or permanent goal is ngelik. These two ngondo ngelik. Or the Gondo means high rebirth. Even within samsara, the best high rebirth, human or deva's life, and that is if these two, one of the special human life, if you have then opportunity to emancipation, enlightenment, all of this, well, you have. So therefore, first you have to get this again, this life and then future life also, not falling from there down. So therefore, even though it's the high, or the high rebirth within samsara even, or that is one goal, that temporary goal. We need a temporary goal too, because we can't jump high goal right away from there. Alright? So therefore, in order to get high goal, perfect emancipation, enlightenment, Buddhahood, in order to that, you have to so much accumulation, purification, many things you have to do. So for that doing, capable to do that, is it being a Ngondo, high rebirth. Or that is the, so therefore Ngondo is a temporary goal, high rebirth. High rebirth, which has high means, doesn't mean rich, and the only rich, and also all kind of, all the worldly, or all kind of delusions rises, yeah, other, so they, in the world, you have all the worldly goals, we have the achieving, that is that not necessarily high rebirth means, especially high rebirth, and also those rebirth have the meeting the spiritual teachings, proper teachers, right place, right body, right mentality, right condition. If you have those things, then it's much easier. So therefore, this life, whatever you have, and the future also, that is should be seeking or merits, virtues to dedicate to in the after if I die, and the next life, if I not emancipation, not achieved emancipation or Buddhahood, then I should be wish to born such kind of, or that kind of life, high rebirth, which has capacity to do continuously. Then from there, or the, get the emancipation, etc. So that is a high rebirth is the one. And then the, from there, what is goes permanent, permanent or possession, permanent in the new goal is the other emancipation, complete freedom from samsara, or complete liberation, or complete achievement of the perfect Buddhahood or enlightenment. Once you get there, those two achievements you have never falls down, or that is a permanent goal. Otherwise, when there is high rebirth, is impermanent goal, temporary goal, can be go there and down again, or like this way. So therefore, but that is required, because from this life, we have to be very very careful. We are in the delicate life situation. If we are walking in this or the age of the or some kind of delicate place, if you one step wrong, fall down many many miles, what do you call precipice. I have difficulty with that word. This is a wonderful word, but it's difficult to say. Precipice, right? If you have down there precipice and working like this way, you have to be very, very careful all the time, pay attention and what your next step going. You have to, if wrong place, if you step, then you may fall down. So therefore, like that way, or the if we, this life, when we see those things, if you have killing, stealing, lying, and cheating, and doing all kind of evil things, you can't hope next life will still back. So therefore, you are causing on down to, or then much, much lower rebirth has, etc. So therefore, that is huge precipice, right? Or that if you fall there, why is it? Well, if they are fall there, of course, then they can come again up. That's a stupid way of thinking, right? When we have right now this mentality, this kind of situation, you have opportunity to many build, even opportunity to obtain Buddhahood, but we don't use. We just like that way. If down there, if you have, then stupidity, ignorance, and also all the past things, impossible, meritorious virtues, negative killing, stealing, eating each other, all the time physically negative karma is continuously mountain of one life even created. Of course, again, after that, another life, of course, always, and that way, a pile of, once you fall down, don't expect for long time, eons, not come back. Yeah? At least there's somewhere, quotation, I don't remember, but they falling somewhere, from cliff, and you are expecting on the way somewhere fly back. That is impossible, going down, quickly go down, that's all. There's no other way. Once you get down there, then it is like big rock sitting on the middle of the hill, huge rock. That is easy or not easy to take on the top of the mountain. It needs a lot of requires, a lot of effort, but it's possible. But it's hard to, even a little one step, another step, it takes a long time, difficulties. But it's possible. But once it's rolling down, you don't need one rolling is enough. Then go down naturally. Naturally goes down, quickly, and go down bottom of the hill. Once you get to bottom of the hill, that rock, of course, far away to get on the top of the mountain, but even first place where you are, or that place to get there is difficult, right? Although that we have right now human life, very, very, almost the high level or spiritually such like that situation, but from here maybe easy to rolling down, so we have like that kind of thing. So therefore now is not to rolling down, you have to build and higher and up, or that is the to keep busy, that is the ordinary, that they were saying. Nimalo means don't be asleep at the important time. Okay, that is the translation. So therefore, now we can do is two things. First, most important also, sometimes we're looking, well, I want to omniscient, seeing like mental, something big, things high, so looking there, between there, what is the immediate things will be coming without seeing. You are going far away somewhere, looking somewhere, and you, down here, some precipice or something, bad things, and without looking, without seeing, you going there, and before you go there, you fall down, that's no good. So therefore, we should be immediate worrying is the next life, after this death, after this life is finished, what is coming, where I go, that should be worrying about. If you go to lower rebirth, any of three lower realms, you have finished for a long time. So therefore, for that purpose, try to not doing negative karma, killing, stealing, lying, cheating. Your mind is evil kind of attitude, always to protecting mind from evil, bodily doing harmful things to others, speech also doing harmful things. We have only three areas to watch. Not too many things. Here is three things. One is a body, one is this speech, one is back their mind. What these three things doing? Are they harmful to others? Of course, are harmful to me. Are they become enemy of me, or they are friend of me? That is always watching, should be there anyway. First, this one. So, any Pakwasa or Arya Deva, Nagarjuna's main disciple, great Arya Deva, says, how you do spiritual goal, those things, and you do things, Sunam Mimba Tangburda. Sunam Mimba Tangburda. Sunam Mimba means the negative karma, non-virtuous, evil activities. That is it. Sunam Mimba. Sunam means meritorious, virtuous, wholesome things. What do you do? That's Sunam. Sunam Mimba means opposite way. Killing, stealing, lying, cheating, etc. These are the Sunam Mimba. So Sunam Mimba Tangbur Dhamms, we are most important. First time what to do is to try to get rid of those things. Try to control them, subdue them. Sunam Mimba Tangbur Dhamms. Then if you this is done by doing morality, Shila. Right? You know, morality or Shila. Shila means the or the morality. Morality means what your morality means. Bodily, not doing killing, etc. Speech, not lying, etc. Mentally evil, all those kind of or hatred, attachment, try to control those things. Right? Or the discipline, keeping the monk has done the vow, taking even in order to keep those, then taking even a vow, I will not do for my life, etc., in front of witness of the Buddhas, the Sanghas, etc. Even you can't do this, life, but doesn't matter. You have the outside, what looks, doesn't matter. Inside this vow and this word, the value, seeing that way, try to always to be a good mind, bodily action, meritorious virtues, or verbally also not on any kind of stealing, not lying, etc., or to meritorious doing those things. So they were always practicing simple things in general, ordinary way, doing this. There are people, monks, nuns, and anybody doing all these things, simple things, or doing this to accumulate merit, sunam. Sunam mayimba means avoiding sunam mayimba. Sunam mayimba tangbutops. And if you that done, that will, or shut the door to go down, or go to down, hells, animals, predators, three lower realms. That is the, you have on, and then first that door should be closed. But still we have much doors have closed, right? As the upper realm, etc. Now, also therefore, Sunam Mimba Tangbur Dhamms, that is the first in doing that. And after done and talk about chains, the second one is then of course real those on the negative karmas, cause of those negative karmas, and actions are the mental delusions. Mental delusions, you know, mental delusions, there are so many mental delusions, but the principal mental delusions, three poisons, right? Ignorance, attachment, hatred. And from there, jealousy, etc. There are so many mental delusions. Okay, sometimes Abhidharma talks 84,000 mental delusions. Right? Okay. If you have 84,000 mental delusions, if you have, of course, they have, we, even not if, but we have. Always we have. That is why we are not happy every day. Soon you get up, you have mentally, physically, body, mind is going somewhere, attachment under the power of attachment, or hatred, or jealousy, or all kind of unpleasant things all the time coming. Okay, that is the mental 84,000 in on there. But the root of those are the three poisons. Three poisons: attachment, hatred, the ignorance. The root is the ignorance. Ignorance created those two things. Ignorance, egotistic view, I, me. So we have always I, me, right? I or me. I am the best. I should be respected by everybody. I should not hear any negative words. Very praising, all kinds of things. Wonderful things. I or me. Anybody who against do this in my wishes, then they are fool. They are enemy. Okay. So therefore we have that kind of attitude, whether or sharply saying or not, all the time it exists. I, me first. In the world there is no object to cherishable, first cherishable, then me. First you want to cherish oneself. Then you are a mother or a father or a brother or a sister or you are my friend or my on the town or my city people or country goes further, ours, right? Okay, that egotistic view is the Buddha called the ignorance. That ignorance created. Once you have that kind of strong feeling, wrongly perception of me, not knowing the truth of my me, and then, or not knowing truth of my object, relationship, when you're not knowing those things, and this will come. Yeah? So therefore, when you have that strongly, mine, and me, and the ours, mine, etc., then anything, or the need, wanting to have them, good things, desirable things, wonderful things, and even for that purpose to steal from others, attack to others, and attacking others, and then to get to our side. Okay, like this kind of thing. All the time, one's unfavorable things to accomplish in order to this, or doing activity. And there, anything against it, then you get hatred. And others whom you don't want, they have that kind of same goal, and you have unhappy, jealousy, and hatred, and all this. They didn't do anything. You don't. You sit there and you just watch them, and you get angry, jealousy, hatred, or attachment. Everything. If somebody wonderful things, I wish I had that instead of them. Yeah. Awesome. This kind of thing. What is that kind of thing? So therefore, what is the from these things when you emotional, this attachment, hatred, jealousy, once you have, then that will create karma, killing, stealing, lying, cheating, etc. All of this, body action, speech action, all of them comes there. That way, samsara creates, or rest of life, next life. So therefore, where the root is there now, or that the egotistic view, that is I, self. Now, understanding self, feeling of self. Now, I, egotistic view. So, therefore, object of egotistic view is the self. Now self, when talking then, of course, according to Buddhism, because that is most important, what is it that I, where is I, what kind of I, is that exist as we feel, is it real or not, etc. Okay, this is the most hard subject, but explains so many ways. Buddha also explained different ways. So therefore, the believer, even subsequently teaching of Buddha sutras and teaching of Buddha, based on that, rises many, many different schools, different systems, and how not exist self, what is the self, not exist self, how are getting rid of the self, and then in feeling of the self, and then this egotistic view, that's many, many different way. But that has several levels. Buddha himself even taught some inferior level to, for the time being, you block this way, you try to believe this way, and then a little higher, and then this way, more subtle, and then very, very higher level of the shunyata or selflessness also. This has many, so different levels. Okay? So, Bhattu Dhani Dhokpalchi, same as Bhattu Dhani Dhokpalchi means the, and in Buddhist teaching, Hinayana level of teaching, on Dhammeba, selflessness has little deeper meaning. It is a gross level, subtle and gross, this is a more gross level, selflessness, okay? So therefore, Patutani Dhokpalchi is in the middle, that kind of at least the gross level of the self, try to feeling of self, wrong view of self, try to get rid of. Then Tamaratashi Kundas is then the higher level of the later Majamika or court and then this school or Tupta, and then they have the shunyata or selflessness, much subtle way on the saying. And with that in the path system, the main viewpoint, understanding that emptiness, and with the, all the positive attitude, love and the compassion, etc., many bodhisattvas, more attitudes adding like that way. So that way, and obtaining final liberation or enlightenment. Tamar kashi kuyun doktes. Kuyun tawa kuyun dok means all wrong views from the root or the most subtle one by getting rid of all remaining of the gross level of the wrong views also. So therefore, green dogs, and then all emotional bad attitude or negative delusions, evils, everything, then you can get rid of. And then when you get rid of those mental delusions, completely removed with it, then stains, paksha, then you can achieve Buddhahood, enlightenment. That is the highest goal. So therefore, you may, looking at the Buddhahood, what it is possible, achievable, how, etc., a little bit, starting learning. And then finally, when you have some idea, when you get, I want to obtain that, for that purpose, then in order to get that, this one, then in order to do this one, go to again, from the bottom, right? Also start, foundation. If you want to building 25 floors, right? Floors of the building, and on the 25th, and very, very beautiful, and glass, and flowers, and beautiful, and a living room, and a situation, so much wonderful things you can imagine. I want to get that one. So then how you build? Immediately you can start there, you can't do. You go to go down, bottom, in the foundation, build strongly, floor by floor, right? Or that is the spiritual way. So therefore, that is the general background. And for this Tupta, so there's a Tupta is the of course, then the Tupta is the something or systematically to or something. This is the spiritual goal, or then to achieve that this path, etc. Whatever you have some kind of established by systematically to finally in one's own mind, or then that is the final. There is no any other way to have that. That kind of is the Tupta. Generally, Tupta is like standard, is like that way, situation like that. But that kind of standard, mentally, in humans, mentally, this is the right. This is the final. This is the correct. There is no other way or something like that. And by try to prove in many ways, this is this kind of thing. Tupta is generally also many. In the world, Lokvayalam's mumiches, Lokvayalam's wrong view, or wrong path, wrong, all this kind of thought has endless, all this no, all end. So therefore, among them, most, all the best way to, according to all the, some of the, all the Indian scholars and Tibetan Buddhists, also explained, two things, non-Buddhist or schools, Buddhist schools, and they have different view how to or distinguish those things and their own system. Of course, India, Buddha, non-Buddhist also have so many or the system schools, on Samja and Vaisheshika, etc. Charapaka and Mimamsaka, so many of those Indian non-Buddhist schools. And then later the Buddhist schools also on and rises, Buddhist schools rises. So we are, I don't think we have time to talk about those almost non-Buddhist all these schools and have roughly here explained, but maybe you can do a little bit, or maybe just skip those things and go to strictly four schools in Buddhism, right? What do you think? Right, that one, four schools of Buddhism. All right. Okay. All right. So the... all right, four schools of Buddhism. Now, the Buddhism, four schools Buddhism, how they rise is Buddhism. Of course, they generally, of course, Buddha, this, according to Buddhism, many, as long as sentient beings, if you properly done or practice done, everybody has same as called Buddha nature. I want to, important to say that Buddha means something, one only Shakyamuni, who has Buddha, rest of them no chance to obtaining like that. That's not too good. Okay, Buddha is the in the or many Buddhas. Even in this aeon, huge aeon, one aeon, Gassan Sangya, Tong means thousand Buddhas, etc. Explanation, a lot of those. And also Buddhas when in the world appears as they formally come or informally comes. Informal Buddhas, Buddhisattvas, ordinary, like ourselves, we never know. Or informally, many in the world can come. And the formal one is the appears from time to a special case, and then it comes. So anyway, in this, or the aeons, and the Buddha Shakyamuni appears, or the Buddha taught, whether you don't want to, or the biography of the Buddha, but what the Buddha taught is the usually called Chogyakul, means three wheels of Dharma, right? Three wheels of Dharma's turn. So Buddha, when he obtained enlightenment in Buddha Gaya, and after that, then he turned into three wheels of Dharma. All the three wheels of Dharma is his teaching. Of course, 45 years he taught many, many teachings. All of these teachings, principally, to divide into three. Other than the first wheel and second wheel or third wheels called wheel. Wheel is the some analogy, special kind of analogy. Chakrabartin's king's wheel, like that way. Anyway, all teachings through Buddha's teaching and through goes to disciples, one disciple to another disciple goes that way, this meritorious virtues, understanding, realization, meditation, all of these, all that way, wheel is some special meaning. Okay, now, first wheel, or Buddha, taught in the first wheel, or the first wheel is more important, basic, fundamental kind of teachings in Buddhism, or then four noble truth, right? Basic main principle teachings, four noble truth. Or that is the Buddha's first in the first wheel. The four noble truth, you probably know already, four noble truth, truth of suffering, truth of cause of suffering. That is the, again, Buddha's mainly, this story is the, substitute with that, too much at the city of church, coyonies, Sula Tanjan, Kora Minibe, Mimanajas of the Bawarcha. That is the Buddha says, he found some special kind of high realization, that is he revealing mainly ultimate truth, the shunyata, when deep meditation, Buddha Gaya, when achievement of enlightenment, that time he first did in meditation is the on shunyata. That is he is explaining. And that very special kind of thing he wanted to first in temptation kind of talk. So substituta with a dumacha means the saba means profound, shiva means peace, highest peace, or tuta means period of liberation. Period of liberation. Rasa means like killer light. Killer light. Clear light. Clear light. What did I say?
Clear light, killer light.
Okay. Did I say killer light?
Yeah.
Ah! Very bad. How am I saying? Killer light. Okay, clear light, right? Okay, then like clear light. Other Dutitevi Cheshi Koyanis, these are the what he realized, shunyata, the high realization of shunyata, that is, he explained this. Dutitebu means like, Dutit means nectar, right? Do you know nectar? What is nectar?
Nectar.
Or like nectar, looks like nectar. Or that kind of such wonderful Dharma truth I realized, or that he's saying, and that is the, of course, the realization of shunyata is the main direct getting rid of all the obstacles, egotistic view, etc. And profound, it is shunyata, is the emptiness, is the to ultimate truth of all things, subject and object, and there is no everything's ultimate truth of the or truth is shunyata. So the sabha, what is this? And it is seven, shiva means or peaceful nature. The nectar dharma is elaboration, it's many, many various kind of conventional or cause and effect. It doesn't have those, that we will talk later sometimes. Anyway, Dusitabhum is nectar, right? Nectar, or nectar, or like nectar. Okay, like nectar, okay. What is the nectar does? Nectar, what is the nectar that does? What does nectar?
What does
it do? Oh yeah, what does it do? Long life? Nourishment. Nourishment. And anyway, in the drink or in the food or something, it is most vital, most nourishing and special kind of unique, some kind of quality maybe. I don't know what is actually nectar. Did I drink or did I have or no? Never, maybe. All right, anyway, nectar. Or the people talk nectar, anyway. All right, this is the British Koreanese. So anyway, Buddha says such a kind of name, I found, I got it, such likeness, dharma, truth. Sunatanjan Khora Minibha means one. Now, next line is, if I said this, I want to to all the people to giving this, but Sunatanjan, whom even I show this, Khora Minu, nobody will understand. Of course, that time, if Buddha said everything is a shunya, empty, only you can say that round people, he's crazy. Everybody think he's crazy. Nobody understand, so therefore, that is the Buddha said, Sula Tanjan Khora Minubas. Or Mima Najasav the Bawal Chab, for the time being, I will not say, Mima Najasav the Bawal Chab, I will hide in the forest, mainly saying that. Okay, anyway, for the time being, Shunyata, ultimate truth, not talking about to the people. That to the people, now what you need is, historically, 49 days, he didn't speak any, just silent, and finally, great kings, even is the, god of certain Indra, or something god, request, connection with the request, and then he taught the first wheel, which is down earth, or the Four Noble truth of suffering, etc. Truth of suffering. Now, what do we have? All problems. Everybody has problems. Suffering. Suffering of birth, suffering of aging, suffering of sickness, suffering of undesirable things all the time coming. Suffering or desirable things not coming. There are so many sufferings. Even humans have those things. It's suffering. And the rest of the health, that is, of course, imaginable sufferings. So anyway, sufferings, first truth, that is the truth. Samsaric nature is the truth of suffering. Or suffering is one. And then, then after suffering, when you realize, if you understand suffering, what it is, nature, and all detail, where that comes, the cause, then you want to get rid of that suffering, you want to freedom from that suffering. Everybody wants to, or freedom from misery, suffering. So therefore, then you look the cause. So therefore, now Buddha explained cause, detail again, cause of suffering. That is the direct cause it is. Everybody's rebirth is coming by karma and bad, good karma. Impure karma, you should say. Impure karma. Impure karma doesn't come itself alone. It is made impurities by mentally. So they were delusion, mental delusions. And made in action is good and bad or everything, impure karma. That is the only karma and mental delusions, those two things together those are the cause. So he, when introduced, he was talking cause of truth of suffering. These two are samsaric cause and effect. What do we want to do, samsaric cause and effect. And then if you want to other side, up, get rid of samsaric cause and effect, both together, complete emancipation, liberation you want to, then that is the truth of cessation. It's the third truth, is cessation, completely ceased, not temporary ceasing. Temporary ceasing we have always, right? When we tired, go to sleep. Little bit of sleep. When you are hungry, eat something. When you thirst, or something, drink. It ceases for the time being like this, right? Okay, that is not real cessation. What that is in the term cessation is a permanent cessation. So therefore, third is they call it nirvana or emancipation or liberation. That is the third of cessation. Of course, there are many different levels of cessation. Each sees it when you. Okay, that is cessation. And then that is cessation, how you get that cessation. How you get that cessation is not easily to get there. So in order to get that cessation, now you have to take path. Right? Now you take path. Now path is so much now. Meditational techniques, all this Buddha's teaching path to getting rid of all these cause and delusion. So therefore, Four Noble Truth is the mainly first Buddha explained. Other in there, and other if you have that in the complete way explanation and the teaching, so therefore one should be understanding those. So when you those things, when you action, what is the to do? What do yogis practitioners with the suffering? What the cause? Say Gelugda. Or first explaining Dini Dunga Pakwa Dembao, this is the suffering, to explain nature of suffering. They kunju pakwa dembao, di kokwedam, this lam, each of them nature explain. Then the second, now what to do with that is the, you say Dunga Shiva charge. First suffering nature is you should be fully shamed to realize, to understand. So first, the suffering nature is try to understand. That's the first, the shiva charge, to know. And the second one is the cause of suffering. Yeah? Kunjung pangwa charge. The cause of suffering, now, if you do not want the suffering, then these cause, you get rid of those cause. The cause you get rid of, then you will get rid of suffering. Otherwise, the cause live there, how you can get the suffering? Okay, so therefore, kunjung power charge. The second action is getting rid of the causes. Okay? And then, or the third one is cessation. Of course, then if you kunjung power, if cause of suffering get rid of, then you will achieve cessation. Cessation. Kokpang undo charge. One of the charms to be present. That means complete cessation of those try to be with you. One of the charms to be present. Like now we don't have any of those present cessation. Okay? Now how to present to become present in the cessation? Lamukombar charms. Okay, now you meditate, you practice the path. Okay, that is the Buddha's first teaching, or this Four Noble Truth. Okay, so therefore, often these use maybe everybody understand use almost this way. Buddha himself also explained. Many others also explained this Four Noble Truth. Way of how to function is the like the patients and the doctor and the nurses and the medicine. if you patients who want to completely get rid of their sickness, and so strong, if you have like that, what this person to do, where you rely, from what they can achieve their fulfill their goal. Okay. First nature is that you are sick. Seriously, sickness itself, you have to realize problem. And seriousness, you have to realize. Under realization, you won't try anything, right? So, fully realize, that is the Dunga Sheva Chao Sangha. When you realize, then what is the cause of this sickness? How, and then in the causes, and try to search, to looking. That way, same way, the suffering has caused, and what is the cause? When you cause and this sickness, both hundred, now you want to get rid of from the cause. Otherwise, sickness will not get rid of. What is the, from the cause you get rid of? Now, how you get rid of? You have no power to getting rid of. So, what? Getting rid of or completely recovering, that is the, like, cessation, completely recovering from the sickness. How you get that is now you have to lump the path like that way. You have now a treatment. Yeah, medical treatment. Finally, medical treatment. Medical treatment, you don't know medical treatment, so therefore, best a person who knows symptom, right? Symptom or what is the sickness, what is the causes, what is the antidote, how you use, etc. Everything detail on knowing knowledge. One who has great knowledge of that, that person will tell you how to do, what to do, give medicine. Other that way, Buddha is like perfect spiritual doctor. Buddha or your teacher or guru or whoever spiritual who is giving the on the spiritual teaching properly, correctly. That is the like or doctor, spiritual doctor. And then what he is teaching method. That is then whether teaching is the how hard, doesn't matter. Or doctor says you have eat, you should eat this, you should drink this. Some are bitter, or not to be able to eat, or something. Sometimes doctor says you have to get injection or something painful. Sometimes even worse, you have to something they are cut off those things, or something like. Also, doctors will not do nicely. But they, in order to get rid of the sickness, some special method will give. So therefore, Buddha will not always, his teaching is not suitable. Like, you know, he's not giving like us honey or something. Right? All the hardships, all these teachings, hardships, you have to accept. If we want to permanent emancipation, freedom, and then hardship has to take out. So therefore, that is the medical treatment itself is the real to liberation cause is the medical treatment which is given by doctor, right? And you have to heart or whatever, doesn't matter. When you have that, and then of course you will be free from sickness, same way, or spiritual way, same thing. In order to do this, we usually say, in this country, like nurse. Nurse is like sangha. Yeah, sangha. Or sangha, or nurses is the doctor, not the doctor, but the doctors, what they want to patient to do, exactly nurse learned, and in even doctor is not available present all the time. Nurse comes with the patient living together and how to eat, how to walk, how to take everything detailed and closely to friendly to assistant. So that is a Sangha, means who is following, practicing themselves, knowing those things, and assisting to other people, to helping all those things. That is the spiritual community or spiritual or being who, or whatever, or those things, oneself, training, and other, to helping to others, those are Sangha. So therefore, three jewels, I bow down Buddha, I bow down Dharma, I bow down Sangha. I go to refuge to Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. How to take refuge is a little different way. To the Buddha as like doctor. To the Dharma as like medical treatment. To the Sangha, I about take refuge is like nurse, okay? So that way, usually Buddhist, three jewels is that way, refuge, okay? Oh, how long we have to go? Is enough? Yeah? Okay. Huh? What's that? Oh, I'd like to stop now. I think you too, yeah, you want to sleep now. Huh?
Being so honest.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so therefore, I think that is the starting point of Buddha's the first wheel. We are talking just first wheel. Then the second wheel, third wheel. We will talk a little bit, and from there, how to four schools rises from those. Okay, just roughly a little bit here historically, but we won't have so much detail. You can't have. But we will talk just roughly, okay? And some questions you may write, you may have, or we can discuss, okay? If there is something I can answer, you can answer. If you don't, then don't. That's all. We'll stop there, okay? Thank you.
Jo sem jo rem bo chi ma je pa na je jo chi je va yang ba ve va kon ne kon ve va sho tong ye ta wa rem bo chi ma je pa na je jo je je va nyam ba me va ya kon ne kon